Greg Hoffman of the Bristol Motor Speedway. About that football game in 16, Charlie. That facility now seats 165,000. Now, if they can pull that off, and again, Virginia Tech and Tennessee are equal distance from Bristol. One east, one west, in essence. If they pull that off, and I mean, getting 110,000 in the big house in Michigan is something. Neyland Stadium, when it was rocking under Fulmer, they could get 108, 110 in there for a Florida game, an Alabama game, etc. But that would be something else. That's coming up in September of 16. You think that's a long way off? That's 14, 15, 16. That's 3 years. Brentwood, Tennessee. Let's go, Steve, who's next in line. What's up?
Hey, hello. Bill. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, bud.
Hey, down in Brentwood for the last 4 years. I actually grew up with Scotty Lakatos, the DB coach, former DB coach from Georgia.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple things. You know, I followed him, and we kept in touch when he was a coach at Rutgers and kind of lost touch with him over the last few years. But I wanted to get your perspective on where you see him landing and if you've got any insight into exactly what went on there. Because he's kind of dropped off the grid a little bit, and I was a little concerned just from a personal standpoint. But just kind of personal and professional, if you have any perspective on Scotty's situation.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm not sure. They were obviously not happy there with the play back there. Some of that was youth. You had a true freshman and a redshirt freshman playing on the back end there. Those two guys collided on that Auburn play, if you'll recall. But I just don't think they were happy there. So a change had to be made. Now, with Jeremy Pruitt coming in, Jeremy Pruitt's also a DB guy. So you overlap the DBs, and you also have a situation where he's going to be a coordinator. What's going to happen to Scott Lakatos? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know that if he's hired, if something has happened there, I'm not familiar with it. Chris Catton sends me a tweet, says, Bill, not trying to be picky, but Michigan can get 117. No, I got it. I'm just throwing out a number. Just throwing out a number. There in the 90s, it was always Michigan would increase their seats, then Tennessee would. Then Michigan, then Tennessee. Went back and forth. Now Tennessee, Tennessee's in the top five, but I don't think they're in the top two right now. I could be wrong. I'll admit, I have not been looking at seating capacity in stadiums for a few months now. So I may not have the entire updates there at my disposal. Let's go to Greensboro, North Carolina, and say hello to Michael. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Bill. How's it going, sir?
Doing good. Thanks.
Good. Listen, just calling to, you know, just kind of keep the discussion, you know, going about the Jeremy Pruitt leaving his Knoll, going to Georgia 1 year. It just, to me, I was sick when I heard the message yesterday, but I did hear something yesterday that I haven't heard on your radio show, and I just turned my radio on about 40 minutes ago, so if it was said earlier, I apologize. But also, one thing that Georgia offered him that Florida State couldn't was the same thing that Florida State offered Jimbo Fisher when he came along, the head coach and waiting job. I don't know if anybody's, idea had picked up steam or if anybody had heard that. I can't obviously confirm that being in North Carolina, not really being an insider on anything, but that's what I was kind of picking up on a few things. I didn't know if you heard that, but, replacements for him, I don't know that it's really looking good other than just hiring from inside, you know, either, Sanders, well, not Sanders because he's the offensive
quarterback
guy,
yeah.
So I think probably we're going to have to go, you know, from inside and then just bring somebody from outside to be a position coach. But I would love to have Van Gorder come in or like Pendergast, but I think those are long shots. I even heard Orgeron, you know, tossed around a little bit, but I mean, those guys,
yeah,
I don't know. So I'm just curious what your take on that was.
Yep, thank you. I've heard nothing about coaching waiting. That's not a good idea these days. It's worked a little bit. It's not worked more. Obviously, it worked at Wisconsin. That there was a comfort level there. It worked at Florida State, but a lot of these, it's just not the way to go. It's not a good idea. I don't have any inkling or, well, I don't have any knowledge that they promised him that. Now, could he end up being the coach there someday or some highly placed football power? Sure he could. That's not up for question, but that particular agreement, first of all, Mark Richt's only 52. Now, I don't know what his thoughts are from 10 years out, but there's no age limit to Mark Richt right now. Nothing. So I haven't heard any of that. Here's the other thing. Let me make sure I make this clear for all of you. Just because a coach leaves doesn't necessarily have to mean that somebody lost and somebody won. Sometimes it's good for both. I don't think there's any doubt that Saban had no problem with Doug Nussmeier going to Michigan. I think he looked at that as probably a good opportunity. I don't think that he was stolen and now Alabama's wondering what the hell's going to happen offensively. Now, am I saying that means he's not a good fit for Michigan, will do bad there? Not at all. I'm just saying sometimes things run their course. Sometimes it happens quickly, like with Nussmeier. But just because somebody leaves doesn't mean you lost, they won. It may be that they won, but it may be that you've got an opportunity. I will go back and say this. Florida State replaced 7 coaches that all got really good opportunities, leaving and going to various spots. Kentucky head coach, coordinator at Cincinnati, etc. Coach after coach after coach, and they won the national championship. Jeremy Pruitt's a good coach. Mickey Andrews was there between 84 and 09. In his prime, he was a good coach. Mark Stoops did a good job, 10 to 12. They've had 3 coordinators there on defense since 1984. So we're talking what would that be? 30-year sample size? 3 coordinators. They'll be fine. I'm not worried about it. It's a good hire for Georgia. It's not the end of the day for the Seminoles. Norfolk, Virginia. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Good morning.
Given all the coaching churn, this is something I've been just kind of thinking about, is especially in wake of Mack Brown, Frank Beamer's come back, and, you know, he's keenly aware that he doesn't want to stay too long, and I think even the last couple of years, most of Hokie Nation thought he'd probably go at least to 2016 because that gets him to 30 years. He might go a little bit longer depending on how things are going. And I wanted to get your take on how attractive is that job, is the Virginia Tech job? I mean, I know it's not a big-time SEC program, Texas, USC, any of those. And conventional wisdom may say we just turn the keys over to Bud. Maybe that happens. Maybe it doesn't. But I just wanted your take. I'll take it off the air. Just okay. Wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Yep. Well, I think it's a attractive job for sure. Now, it's if you think about Frank Beamer, and I remember interviewing him. It was a teleconference we had in, I think it was his 3rd or 4th year. He got there, excuse me with the coughing, 1990-ish. It was either 8 or 9 or 90. And he was there in year 3 and year 4 there. So he hadn't gotten that thing. Now, he turned it. But Bill Dooley went 10-1 his last year. Beamer comes in, and it was depleted. And he had some building to do, and it took some time. He didn't win double digits until 95. So he was there about 8-9 years. Today, would you get that same length of time at a football power? Not a chance. But he was given a significant amount of time. And since he won 10 in 95, pretty much every year has been a double-digit win season, except for a few there, and then except for recently. They've only won 15 the last 2 years, using the word only loosely. Between 04 and 11, double digits every year, conference championships, etc. 99 played for a national championship, as we know. So, yes, it's a much better job than certainly it was when he took it. And whenever the time comes that he steps aside, to me, coaches are going to want that job. Now, Urban Meyer and Nick Saban aren't going to go there, but good coaches are going to want that job because you're right there in an incredible, fertile area. for recruiting. The Eastern Seaboard, the D.C. area, that is phenomenal when it comes to talent. And that is up for the taking. Nobody owns it. Maryland sure as hell doesn't own it. Virginia doesn't own it. Nobody owns it. It's open for ownership. Now, it's kind of like Coach Fitz told me. I asked him about who owns Chicago. He said, well, does anybody own anything technically? Well, no, but you know my point. Can you be the dominating power in a region? And that's open. Now, maybe James Franklin does some of that. Obviously, Larry Johnson featured that area and will do a lot of that for Ohio State now. So you've got a battle on your hands. But that's what's attractive about it. And look, they've won. They've got money. It's a very good program now. When I was there in like 90 for a game, I'm just taking you back, the facilities were embarrassingly bad. That's not the case today. They're very nice. That's all from Beamer. So, yeah, it's a good job. Whenever that opens, that's a good job. Again, the A-list guy isn't coming. Gus Malzahn's not trying to get to Blacksburg. Jimbo's not trying to get to Blacksburg. Saban, Urban Meyer. But let me put it this way. When that job comes open and there's the next James Franklin, and he's at a place where you can peak out at 8 or 9, but you probably can't recruit because of limitations to get better than that, that kind of guy would love that job. Okay? And feel like, I can win championships here. I can win league championships and occasionally compete for national titles. That's the way you have to look at that job if you're hungry like a James Franklin. So that, to me, would be the guy you would go after. Not that he's going to leave Penn State, but I'm saying the next James Franklin who's sitting in a position where he thinks he's done all he can at a limited place like Vanderbilt. That's exactly why the direction I would go. That's how I would look at it. Let me get one more before the break here on your Wednesday edition. Good to be back, man. Good to be back. Appreciate the good hands people at Allstate, also Mid-American Energy Holdings Company, for supporting us on that trip we just took. Heck, we needed money to buy that case of beer for all those coaches. We needed the cash. Blairstown, New Jersey. What's up, Fred?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I wanted to switch focus, if you don't mind.
Yep.
I wanted to focus on college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two questions on Michigan. The first is, do you think we'll ever see Mitch McGarry again in a Michigan uniform? And secondly, Michigan's coming up on a very, very tough stretch these next three games. They got Wisconsin at Wisconsin. I think they have then Iowa at home, and then Michigan State up at East Lansing. I tell you, Bill, I'd be happy if they went if they got one win out of those three. But just wanted your take on it, and thank you very much.
Yeah, Mitch McGarry back surgery. I'll tell you, talking with Tim McCormick about him when they were recruiting him and they signed him and they're waiting on him, and I thought he exceeded what I hope for him, his freshman year ago at Michigan. They, of course, it was a team effort, but they got to the national championship game, and now he's shut down with a back. I think you'll see him again. I have heard nothing that I consider reputable that would suggest he won't make it back. Now, to what level with a back injury and how long and all that? Now, that's a Mother Nature doctor/doctor answer, and I'm not sure I'd be equipped to give you any of that. But apparently everything went well with it, and We'll see there. That's a tough stretch you have there, but tell you what, Wisconsin, I think it actually, and you never want to lose a game, but I don't think that loss last night with Wisconsin hurt them. It was a very difficult road game where Indiana, not playing well early, started chipping away, and then started playing quite well, and Wisconsin couldn't flip a switch there. I got to see that game. I did not get to see any of the Arkansas-Kentucky game. I was too tired from that convention and all the stuff, being up at 3 driving, 5 hours to get back. I just shut it down. Then right when I got home, it was like every kid needed something. So I was like, okay, we got to the Kentucky game. I said, sue me, I won't see this game. Heard about it over time and the drama at the end on the radio this morning on the way in. That's the extent of my highlight package when it comes to that game. Typically, that will never happen to me. But last night, I said, you know what? Sorry. I'm going down here. Got to get a break. And then we're coming right back. It's your Wednesday edition. Speaking of basketball, Rick Stansberry's in Europe. He's at a clinic. He's coaching. He gets called over there all the time. So he said, Bill, I'm a no-go this week. That is presented by Riddell Honda in the borough. Exit 81 BI-24. Get you the Honda Pilot. Matter of fact, in about 2,000 miles, Charlie, that car, that white Pilot I've got, which is real fancy, lots of gadgets, I'm going to have to turn that thing back in. So that will be for sale, and you're going to want it. Folks are going to want it. Very nice vehicle. I'll tell you all about it. I'll let you test drive it. You don't even have to go to the lot. You can just come to me. Got to turn it back in. So anyways, go up there and check them out. But that's, yeah, I'll go back there and exchange that car. They do a fantastic job there. Hey, let me tell you about tickets really quick. PrimoSeats.com. P-R-I-M, as in Mary, O-Seats.com. PrimoSeats.com. College games, pro games, whatever sport. How about concerts? You going? I know you are. Well, here's the deal. Use my name for a price break. That'll get you a discount. Just put my name in the promo code box and pull those apps down. They got apps. Yeah, they spend money there. They got apps. And you can just click them, get them on your smartphone, and get right to those tickets. Our good friends for many, many years, PrimoSeats.com. That's where you're going to get your tickets. On Campus coming back. We're hanging out today like it's Monday. It's Gap Day on a Monday. SiriusXM, College Sports Nation, Channel 91.
MLB Network Radio. Every story.
Alex Rodriguez will be suspended for the entire 162-game regular season of 2014.
Every angle.
I thought A-Rod was fine as a teammate, but he was also one of the most insecure players I ever played with.
We cover it all.
Jake Kapler, kind enough to join us.
We found a way to bring a man to justice that needs to be brought to justice.
Jeff Nelson.
I'm glad that the decision has been made, and I'm glad he's suspended for the whole season.
We cover it all.
Sirius 209, XM 89.
Here's a really good cause, www.cfafund.org, the College Football Assistance Fund. And again, what they do is help when it comes to families in need. When you have a ball player that's had a very tragic type injury on the football field, and it's not just a neck or spine injury, it's any type of debilitating type injury, www.cfafund.org. If you have interest in donating, that is the site where you would go.
The king of college football. It's On Campus with Bill King.
On Twitter, at Bill is King. And don't forget on our website, which is BillIsKing.com, you can get all the archives from the shows. You can go back whenever and pull up whatever show you're looking for. Usually the day's show, like today, will be up about an hour after we're done. It'll be ready. You can pull out individual interviews there. Also, you can stream the show live on that site, BillIsKing.com.
College football, recruiting, it's On Campus on SiriusXM College Sports Nation. Here's Bill King.
We get inquiries all the time about folks who have businesses, whether it's a smaller business or a bigger business, and how that they could get their brand on the show, how they could get affiliated with us right here on the show. And there's one easy way to get through to our people. That's info@billisking.com. Big or small, that would like to get your brand here. Wherever you fall, you're welcome right here. info@billisking.com. Let me tell you about some tickets at Primo Seats. You need them? Well, we've got them.
Good morning, Bill, from the land of the corn. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Thanks, man.
Got to give you a big thanks for Primo Seats. I'm knocking off a bucket list game, and I got my tickets.
Wow, that was good. Promo code is BillKing. Put my name in there. You're going to get a discount. One word, no space when you do that, and pull down the apps, the iPhone app and the Droid app for your smartphone. That's PrimoSeats.com. 24-7 Sports Radio's On Campus, SiriusXM, BillIsKing.com, the website. All the replays are right there for you. Usually about 10 in the morning, the day of the show, we repost. All that audio warehousing is free, but you have to register to get a username and password. And that site is presented by a cholesterol supplement, Citromet, Charlie.
And Citromet is a supplement that represents the alternative method to reducing and lowering your cholesterol, designed to help maintain a healthy level of blood cholesterol and sugar. Lots of testimonials coming in. Darlene is 55 years old. She works full-time, can't find time to work out. Over several years, she gained a lot of weight and found the results of a recent physical turned up blood sugar and lipids on the high side. Not wanting to go the prescription therapy route, no drugs for Darlene, she learned about Citromet. Along with a better diet, cholesterol has gone down 45 points, blood sugar down 25 points with no side effects. 855-462-3186, Citromet.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
member of the Flat Earth Society, working in a space needle. Bill King is one complicated man. College Sports Nation, Sirius XM Channel 91.
All right. Gary, Indiana, what's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Hey, wanted to get your take on, you know, I don't know if it's a compliment or something negative, but it's, you know, four early entries to the draft this year, really not counting GA3, looks like, for sure a couple first-round picks. I don't know if that's a way of, you know, seeing, you know, Notre Dame finally getting more talent. And just what, I don't know, I haven't seen too much. I got concerns for that interior D-line like people have been talking about for the past year. I'm just not seeing like they're recruiting it that hard. And if you kind of give me your take on that for the upcoming season, I'll get it off the air, Bill.
Yeah, well, no, they're recruiting it. They may not be landing exactly what they want. The Eddie Vanderdoes reversal from a year ago is brutal. They had him signed, and obviously he didn't want to come, so he ended up at UCLA, and certainly he's entitled to change his mind. But I'm just saying, on the field, that was a tough reversal. He would have played in the rotation for him this year. Might have started some with injuries, et cetera, to Lewis Nix, but certainly would be starting this next year. But again, that's not the course that he wanted to take, so he ends up at UCLA and did a very good job for them this year. I talked to, Brian Kelly about this yesterday on the show, and they feel good about Brian Van Gorder. He said Brian's been there a couple of days, and all he's been doing is watching film, making evaluations for them. He said that 48% of the time, even though they're considered a three-man front team, they're in a four-man front. And that's the way it is. Look, let me tell you something, folks. When teams are identified like on a sheet of paper or in a book or something as a 3-4 or 4-3 team, people take that to mean that's all they do. That is a very small amount. It's just really a way to declare your theory. But it doesn't mean that's your look. Matter of fact, most of the time it's probably not ideally your look. Depends on who you are and what personnel you have and all that. That's so overrated when you label a team. I mean, principle-wise, yeah, that's the beginning foundation. But people use that like, well, that's it. They're a 3-4. That's not a needle in a haystack to what they're actually doing. But they're going to need Jerron Jones, Isaac Rochelle, I think this Andrew Trombetti kid who's in school right now from New Jersey is going to have to be in the rotation. More of a defensive end guy right now, not an interior defensive lineman. They're going to need lots of these guys to step up, take it to another level. And there's talent there. Ishaq Williams is probably more of a defensive end. Obviously, you've got Sheldon Day, who is in his third year. So, next man in. And I think that Niles Morgan is going to have to be in the rotation, if not play a lot at inside linebacker, to go with Jalen Smith, who's a star at outside. But no, I talked to Brian Kelly over there. I talked to Coach Mike Denbrock. I joked him about going out west and having to fight everybody out there for recruits. He does a good job. Does a very good job. Talked to a bunch of those guys. Saw a bunch of them at the coaches' convention. Brian Kelly said that he thinks they have four more scholarships to give. That's what he told me on the show yesterday. Four more. And that includes all the fifth-year decisions that they've made. What's funny, Charlie, is it's hard to get things done at Notre Dame, and it takes time. Did you hear what he said to me? I'll get him on the air, and I said, so you got your defensive coordinator, Brian Van Gorder, and he goes, we saw the white smoke coming out of the building. Did you hear him say that? He was laughing, but he was actually saying, at Notre Dame, man, you don't just hire a guy and then bring him in and there's a process. Everybody has known it's going to be Van Gorder probably for about 2 weeks. But you know, it's not like Georgia just hired Jeremy Pruitt and there's a press conference that day. That's not the way it works. Did you hear what I said to him? I said, the smoke out of the Vatican? Is that where you have to go? It takes that long that you think you'd be sending this to the Vatican to get it approved. It's a whole different place now. I'll say this to you, folks. Many of you despise Notre Dame. Many of you love them. It's one or the other. And I get it. Hey, that's a healthy environment for the show. I'm good with it. Even if you despise it, you ought to go visit it. I'm telling you, I can't tell you why, but if you're there, you just feel it. You don't have to say, this is my team now. I'm sure you won't if you don't like him. But you need to walk that campus. I'm not saying it's the prettiest town you've ever been in. South Bend isn't. It's not even close. But that campus, you just feel the tradition. It's just different. Not saying the tailgating makes you think about the Grove down in Oxford, Mississippi, or Baton Rouge. Not saying any of that. I'm just saying walk that campus, whether you love them or hate them, and you will feel it. Andy's in Chesapeake, Virginia. What's up, Andy?
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, real quick, I think Urban Meyer knocked it out of the park yesterday with that hire of Johnson and Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Not strictly from an X and O standpoint, but also from a recruiting standpoint, I think this is exactly what the Buckeyes defense needed. I think that's what he needed to round out his staff. I just want to hear your comments on it, and I appreciate it. Thanks.
Let me put it this way. If you're ranking the staff at Ohio State, you're not placing the defensive personnel up top. And I'm just talking staff right now. You could say the same about players generally, even though that defensive line's got a lot of young firepower for the future. So let me extract them out. One linebacker, good one, who's leaving early. DB's really not very good, and Bradley Roby wasn't very good this year. I mean, he had his moments, but he certainly wasn't an all-star type performer. I mean, he's not worthy of using the words Darqueze Dennard. Let me put it that way. As far as this year's performance, not even close. But back to the coaching element here. You upgraded significantly with Larry Johnson, whether it comes the topic of D-line coach or whether it's recruiting. That's a significant upgrade. That's not to be debated. I don't need anybody else's opinion there. That is clear. 2 + 2 = 4. Okay, when you're talking about simple math and adding him there. And then, of course, bringing in Chris Ash brings you stability. Let's face it, Luke Fickell's not a defensive coordinator. I know he was labeled as defense, co-defensive coordinator. Keep that label. It's not what he does. You think you're going to win championships with him running that side of the ball? Not happening. It's going to be a problem. Obviously, the pontiff agrees with that line of thinking because he went out and got somebody. And you know who's going to be running that defense. And it ain't going to be Luke Fickell. Not at all. If you want a replay of this show, it's there for you. About an hour after we are done every day, 10 a.m., the show is posted. If you want to go back and find other shows, weeks, months, years, you can go find those too. But there's one way you can do it. You have to register to get a username and password. That takes you about 2 minutes. It's free. Get a username and password, and then all that audio is yours, and we charge you nothing. We thought about monetizing it, and we said, let's charge nothing. And that's the way it is. It's free to you. Now, there is one item that we are very proud of, and that is our relationship with this company and the product, which is Citromet, which is not a drug. It's a supplement. Right, Charlie?
Yeah, Bill, and if you've been paying attention to the headlines the last couple of days, there's news on these types of drugs that are hurting people considerably, and that's something we are trying to help you avoid. So let's talk about Citromet, and that's a supplement that represents the alternative method to reducing and lowering your cholesterol. And Citromet is a natural supplement that's been designed to help maintain a healthy level of blood cholesterol and sugar. Again, this is to help you avoid becoming a part of one of those frightening headlines. Testimonials have been coming in over the last several weeks. Darlene is 55 years old, works full-time, can't find time to work out. Over several years, she's gained a lot of weight and found the results of a recent physical turned up blood sugar and lipids on the high side. Not wanting to go the prescription therapy route, Darlene learned about Citromet. Along with a better diet, cholesterol's down 45 points, blood sugar's down 25 points, and there's no side effects. She's staying healthy, and Citromet is helping. Check them out, Citromet.com, to learn more. If you don't have access to the net, dial them direct, 855-462-3186, 855-462-3186. Or the easiest and most efficient way to get to Citromet, go to BillIsKing.com and click on the Citromet tab on the left-hand side of the screen.
Coming right back on campus, Wednesday edition. Couple lines open if you want to get in. SiriusXM, College Sports Nation, Channel 91.
Years ago, championships were decided on the frozen turf of NFL stadiums.
As the first outdoor cold weather Super Bowl approaches, SiriusXM looks back on past cold weather championship games.
Settle goes over the middle, completes the give it to the 30, out of bounds at the 21-yard line. A beauty to find.
like this. SiriusXM Sports presents Deep Freeze, a history of NFL championship games in New York, featuring Frank Gifford, Paul Hornung, Ray Berry, and others. Hosted by Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Coming next week to SiriusXM Sports.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out all the hottest brand new Super Bowl 48 products that are perfect for your Super Bowl party. Looking for the perfect gift or just getting ready for the 2014 NFL playoffs? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for yourself or others. NFLShop.com has the largest and best selection of NFL products from all 32 teams. NFL Shop is your source for the best selection of NFL products anywhere. Go to NFLShop.com or call 877-NFL-SHOP today, where together we make football.
Once a year, Mad Dog challenges his listeners to an epic trivia battle. Those with dreams of going to the big game have to get by him first.
Ah, yeah!
Your chance is coming the week of January 20th. Tune into Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 86. Weekdays between 3 and 6 p.m. Eastern to find out how to enter. Presented by Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. Hurry in now to the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event for exceptional financing on select CPO vehicles now through February 28th.
Quite often, we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through February 28th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. And now, get unlimited confidence with our new unlimited mileage warranty, delivering continued assurance for up to 7 years and 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. Your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional offers.
Protect your family with Vivint's Advanced Home Security Package, winner of a Consumer Digest Best Buy Award. Call Vivint today at 800-678-9385.
We're talking college sports all year round. It's On Campus with Bill King on SiriusXM College Sports Nation.
I was on the Vanderbilt 24/7 site, which is called Vandy247.com. And it's being reported there that Brian Schottenheimer, coordinator right now for Jeff Fisher with the Rams, is scheduled to interview today in the 615 with Vanderbilt. And I was just talking to Charlie about this. I think he's got a home here. He's never coached here that I can think of. He's been in the NFL at various places, not with the Titans. So I don't know why. Maybe a relative or maybe his wife's from here. I don't know the connection there, but I do know he has a home here, at least if I'm thinking correctly. What that has to do with the Vandy job probably means nothing, but I think there is somewhat of a connection just with the area. But there is a report on the Vandy site, Vandy247.com, that he will interview today. Of the candidates outside of Herb Hand, and again, bias alert, I'm for Herb, but of the candidates outside of the Vanderbilt staff, and he'd be the only one considered. Yeah, there's the alarm. My favorite in the grouping is Pep Hamilton. I think that would be the ideal fit most closely to what you had. Offensive mind, a very energetic recruiter. I think he would do an outstanding job. Right now, he is with Andrew Luck and the Colts. But the Vandy job, okay? We're talking about Virginia Tech, and I'm not comparing those two at all. Virginia Tech's got history, more recent history, obviously, from Beamer forward, before him, Bill Dooley. Vanderbilt's basically got no history, unless you take it back to McGugin, and nobody was alive when that guy coached him. So they've got no history, in essence. The Vanderbilt job now, at least the last guy, was making $3 million plus. That's a much more attractive job. Bobby Johnson might have made $1 million as the head coach at Vanderbilt in the SEC, where now coordinators are pushing for that. Head job that pays $3 million, even if it's considered a tough gig, is very attractive because coaches out there think they're the difference. They all think, well, I know it's been a failure, but I can go in here and do it. And you know what? You should feel that way. You should be confident. Most of you won't do it when you get the opportunity, meaning you won't succeed to the level that you think you will. But you get that rare find like a James Franklin at Vanderbilt, and we'll see. The Schottenheimer idea is okay. Of the list outside of Herb, I like Pep Hamilton. That would be my hope for that situation. Let's go Joplin, Missouri. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for letting me get in. I hung on yesterday for a while, but you were down there. What an exciting time to be down at the AFCA. I'm sure you had just a blast. I was really jealous. Like I told your screener, I got to go to the Sugar Bowl, and I think it had to be the only city in the whole setup that I would have gone to see OU play Alabama because, you know, hey, if the worst comes to worst, you're eating gumbo every day. So what's bad about
that's right.
That.
That's,
I think something that happened there was very similar back in the 50s and 60s. I've been an OU fan since the mid-50s, so that gives away my age. But, you know, OU used to feel entitled as well. And what happened that night was very interesting for the Alabama fan base in that they had to come to grips that they just can't walk on the field and beat anybody. OU played over their heads. The defense had a good game plan, and it was an awesome game to be at, let me tell you. But Joe Mixon, you know, can you tell me a little bit about that? Because directly related to the Sugar Bowl, he said that turned me to OU. And so Joe Mixon is now our first five-star of the 14 recruiting class. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yep. You got him at the was it the Army game or the Under Armour game? I don't remember which one, but you got him there. He made the announcement. You were right there on the A-list anyways, but I think he did say I kind of pushed him over the edge for OU. Big time back out of, technically they call it Oakley, California. All-purpose type back is the way he's listed. One of the top couple players in all of California, which says something. Listed by 24/7 as the number one all-purpose back, and he's a five-star. He's a big-time player. Yeah, and that's Cale Gundy going after him. Coach Mike Gundy's brother. Yeah. No, that's a sizable recruit for you there at running back, a difference maker. You really haven't been special at running back for quite some time. I guess when you went to Vegas and you got DeMarco Murray, you would consider him an excellent college back. Obviously, nobody compares to Adrian Peterson over the last X number of years, so that one would be your peak player, you know, over the last, since the early 2000s, whatever, at running back easily. And, you know, if you went back and you start throwing out names like Billy Sims and all the other outstanding running backs, I don't know that any of them were physically better than Adrian Peterson. Probably not. And we're talking about A-list NFL guys. Probably not. Marcus Dupree would have been, but, of course, you know the whole story there. Got him out of Philadelphia, Mississippi. You're right. I think it was a good lesson for Bama. And, look, it's a lesson they knew, but, again, it's just easy to settle in. And let's give OU credit. They won the game fair and square. Had a pretty good lead at halftime. Solid lead at halftime. Double digits. I think I relayed this yesterday, but I'll say it again just in case. We were talking to some of the Buckeye assistants, and one of them said, Charlie, he said, how many schools in America can you go 24-0 at, then lose your last two and feel like you're just in the tank? What he said. He said, man, I mean, we went 24-0. I mean, I don't care. You may want to criticize who they had to beat. That's still hard to do. Lose the last two, and it says it feels like we didn't win anything. Didn't win any ball games. Lost to Michigan State, lost to Clemson. Alabama lost their last two. Auburn and Oklahoma, OU. Charles down in Tampa is next in line. What's up, Charles?
Bill, how you doing this morning?
We are well. Thank you.
Did you see Coach Golden up there?
I don't know. If he was there, I did not see him. No, I did not.
Well, I'm looking for him. We've been through some highs and some lows. I got a chance to go to the I guess you call it the bowl game, where I just get spanked. And so I kind of just want to get your opinion. You know, a couple of weeks ago you mentioned, you know, Miami, you know, is I don't know if A-list is the right word, but you talk about winning championships. We obviously can do that. Then you talked about it, you know, Florida State obviously winning their national championship, and I'm happy for them because I'm an SEC fatiguer, as many of us are. But I was reading an article and kind of get your take on it, and it was talking about the Miami 2010 class. And, you know, coming off that Sugar, I can't remember what bowl we were in, but in 09, you know, that class, I mean, it set us back pretty bad. And there's a lot of different factors that go into it. And the reason why I'm talking about that, because that class, I mean, our seniors, if you look at it, and here's my opinion, you know, those seniors probably wouldn't have started for a lot of ACC teams, you know. And so if you talk about recruiting and really the state of the U, you know, this Al Golden's first, I would call, big class, you know, with Tracy Howard and all those guys. They'll be seniors, you know, hopefully in 2 years. But I think one of the things, and I'm struggling with this, is how do we really get a fence around the state of Miami, as Howard Schlellenberger talked about it 2 years back. You know, you talk about Palm Beach, Dade, and Broward County, because if you look at what's happening right now, you know, Sony Michelle going to Georgia, Ermin Lane probably going to Florida State, Travis Rudolph probably going to Florida State, Dalvin Cook can't be mad because we got the other back, Joseph Yearby, and, you know, Trevante Valentine, I mean, I know he's flirting with LSU right now. We need that kid bad. So I just kind of want to get your overall take. I know you're a big Al Golden fan. I am as well. But, you know, what do we need to do to really keep these kids home? And I know we had the NCAA thing, you know, looming over us, and I've probably gone on them liver red. But I'd really like to get your opinion on you and really how we move forward, moving on, because, again, I know help is on the way. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Charlie, did Al Golden stiff the show? Did you ever hear back from him? That's not very nice, is it? We reached out to him about a week ago to get him on, and we did not hear back. Nothing. Not even like, I hate you now? We're no longer friends? You are off my Christmas list? Nothing like that.
Not even, please refer to my AD with questions of this nature in the future?
Temporarily out of the office? At Little Palm Island? With an umbrella drink? Nothing like that.
And most certainly not, I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Just wanted to get him on. I mean, if the guy can come on July 4th, can he not come on a regular day? Yeah, thanks, Coach. Tell you what, we'll talk about that. Got to get the break right here, and then we'll come back to it for Charles. Talk about his U. We'll talk a lot of basketball, too. Rick's not going to be here this week, but that's presented by Riddell Honda in the Borough. Exit 81B on I-24. Good folks, man. Real good people. Want to tell you about feeling good in the new year. We got a testimonial about the pain cream, and a gentleman said, been getting steroid shots in the shoulder, trying to get relief, really not getting it. Use the pain cream, which is way less expensive than anything he was doing at the doctor's office. Feels better, much, much better. He says it's better than you advertised it to be, Bill. That's just one random example. We've got millions of those coming in. Well, not millions, but bunches of them coming in about the pain cream, and everybody's happy with it. The Smart Start program, losing weight, flooding your body with super fruits, feeling good, and mentally getting right as well. In the new year, this is all for you. It's also a wonderful opportunity. Let's say 13 was not where you wanted it to be financially. We can help you here. My family will help yours, so we can get moving with this opportunity. Whether it's product, whether it's the business side of things, check us, bill@billisking.com. We'll get right back to you, bill@billisking.com. We appreciate Monday and Tuesday in Indianapolis from the AFCA convention. That's presented by the good hands people at Allstate and also Mid-American Energy Holding Company. Their support, much appreciated. And some of that went to beer for the coaches, Charlie. We actually spent money on the trip outside of our needs. It's a good deal. On Campus, America's first home for college football talk. SiriusXM, College Sports Nation, Channel 91.
It's Inside College Basketball. Two-time SEC Coach of the Year, Bruce Pearl.
This Louisville team is going to win enough games to get into the tournament.
The best information on the sports you love.
They're going to wind up being, and I know that it's early to talk about this, because of the schedule, and they could wind up being a 7, 8, maybe a 9 seed. I'd like to be an 8, 9. 8, 9 is opposite of 1. I'd like to get Louisville in the third round. That definitely could potentially happen.
Inside College Basketball. Weekdays noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM College Sports Nation, Channel 91.
If you want a better body, you change it. Work out, eat right. But what if you want a better brain? You change it with Lumosity.com. Designed by neuroscientists, Lumosity.com's online games give your brain a fun and challenging workout. It only takes a few minutes each day to help improve your memory, attention, speed, and more. So get the brain you've always wanted. Visit Lumosity.com and start training today. That's Lumosity.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-508-2757. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-508-2757. That's 1-800-508-2757. 1-800-508-2757.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-396-5071. That's 1-800-396-5071. 1-800-396-5071.
You're shopping used cars and you want a great deal, but how do you avoid cars with hidden problems? Larry Gamache of Carfax tells you what to look for.
It's no secret that a Carfax report can alert you to major issues about used cars, like accidents or major damage. But it also helps reveal other problems, like unpaid liens, open recalls, and odometer fraud.
Nobody knows everything, but a Carfax report is a great place to start. Say, show me the Carfax, or get yours at Carfax.com.
America's first home for college football talk is On Campus with Bill King on SiriusXM College Sports Nation.
Here's where I am with Miami, despite Al Golden not returning Charlie's call. I see definite improvement year to year. Now, is it as fast as Miami fans would want it? Obviously not, and I get it. Does it remind you of the look they had in 2000, 2001, right in there? No, I get that. 2000, 2001, 2002. They're not back that way yet. But I think they're trending well. They're getting better. Winning 9 this year was a solid year. Now, looking from August to the season, undefeated going to Tallahassee, I knew they wouldn't win that game. That's a mismatch on paper. Losing to Duke, well, it just turns out Duke won 10. So that's not as bad as it might look if you're predicting that one. And then lost to Virginia Tech at home, which can happen. I thought they'd probably win that game. They didn't. Virginia Tech clearly outplayed them that day. But overall, getting to 9, I thought was a good look. Bowl game wasn't, but I tell you, I talked to a lot of coaches about this too in Indianapolis. Bowl games are not necessarily predictors of the future. They may be a sign of the future, but I'm telling you, most of the time I take a bowl game and I disconnect it to my evaluation of the next year. There's no concrete evidence that that flows into the next year. Now, would you rather win that game so you have that thought on your mind than losing it for the entire offseason? Of course you would. Not saying it's okay. I'm just saying it's not necessarily indicative of what you're about to get the next year. Might be, but not necessarily. You got to be careful with that. So with Miami, I'm not thinking so much about the Louisville game. Give Louisville credit. That's what you do there. Give them credit. They clearly were better. I like the way this program's headed, and I think the excuse, and not that they're just sitting there using it all the time, but the umbrella of the NCAA is a legitimate hindrance to the build-out that has now been lifted. At least you know what you're getting, and it's something rather minor compared to what some thought you might get. A couple scholarships, and that's about it. That's about it. Postseason now. Of course, you went this year already. You docked yourself the two previous years. I think you're okay. Now, if we get into next year and they're an 8-4 team and they're struggling defensively, then you're going to hear me shift my attitude on this one. They still need time. They're not a 11-1 team next year either. But I still want to see some improvement that the chart is moving upward. Doesn't have to be straight up. Doesn't have to be parabolic like Auburn went from O to the league to national championship game. But I want to continue with this upward trend next year. 9 or 10 wins regular season. Playing with the best teams in that league. Best team, obviously, is Florida State. Next best team is Clemson. That's what I want to see out of them. So I understand that you're dissatisfied, and I certainly can see your point. I'm not there yet. I'm not totally satisfied either. Tomorrow we'll guest it up a little bit. JC will be in here hour 3. I do know that, to talk recruiting. And we'll probably have some of the site guys on to talk about all these coaching changes. So we'll update that with a lot of the 24/7 site people. And that'll be the Thursday show. Looking forward to it. Good to be back home. Had a blast, though, in Indianapolis. Now, that was a fun event presented by the Good Hands people at Allstate and also Mid-American Energy Holdings Company. We appreciate their support very much. Yeah, Charlie?
Bill, just wanted to mention the archives, of course, at BillIsKing.com, brought to you by Citromet. If you missed any of the interviews, and now we had something in the neighborhood of 15 guests on Monday and Tuesday combined. So if you missed Coach Tubbs, if you missed Pat Fitzgerald, if you missed Brian Kelly, a lot of other great people that I can't quite remember the names of right now, go to BillIsKing.com, check out the free podcast from the last couple of days, and this show should be posted in just about an hour's time.
Those 15 guests in 2 days is 15 more than I'll have in a month. Every show.
I sent an email to youarewrong@billisking.com and said, what about gap day?
Yeah.
Where is my gap day? And, well, I got it today.
Yeah, there's no rule says it's got to be Monday, even though typically. When we go to Louisville next year for the convention, gap day will have to be Wednesday again, I guess. We'll do that every year. Have a good day, everybody. Channel 91. Timmy B up next. If you see that white Pilot going down with a Riddell Honda sign on the back, that's me, Losh Pa.